Hello, family of grace. Welcome to the Lives of Daily Grace with Alan Wonder Chapter Edition. Today's Wonder Chapter is Job Chapter 15. And I shall start off with a word of prayer. Almighty loving God, I thank you for this wonderful gift of life. I thank you for the gift of this day. I thank you for protecting us. I thank you for always being there for us, Father. Where we have gone wrong, we have offended you in our thoughts and actions, and we have done what we have failed to do. We pray that may you continue protecting us. May you protect our parents, our siblings, all our friends, and all our enemies. May you be there for us, Father, all those who are sick, all those in pain. May you heal them and may you fill them with grace, Father, and give them the hope that tomorrow is something better for them. For all this, we live in trusting in your mighty name and that of your Son, Jesus Christ, who strengthens us. Amen. And without wasting time, let's go straight to Job chapter 15. Then Eliphaz the Temanite replied, "Would a wise person answer with empty notations, or fill their belly with hot east wind? Would they argue with useless words, with speeches that have no value? But you even undermine piety and hinder devotion to God. Your sin prompts your mouth. You adopt the tongue of the crafty. Your own mouth condemns you, not mine. Your own lips testify against you. Are you the first man to ever be born? Were you brought forth before the hills? Do you listen in on God's counsel? Do you have a monopoly on wisdom? What do you know that we don't know? What insights do you have that we don't have? The gray-haired and the aged are on our side, even men older than your father. Are God's consolation not enough for you? What's spoken gently to you? Why has your heart carried you away? And why do your eyes flash, so that you vent your rage against God and pour out such words from your mouth? What are mortals that they could be pure, or those born of women that they could be righteous? If God places no trust in his holy ones, if even the heavens are not pure in his eyes, how much less mortals who are vile and corrupt, who drink up evil like waters? Listen to me and I'll explain to you. Let me tell you what I have seen, what the wise have declared, hiding nothing received from their ancestors, to whom alone the land was given, when no foreigners moved among them. All his day the wicked man suffers torment, the ruthless man through all the years stored up for him. Terrifying sounds fill his ears. When all seems well, marauders attack him. He despairs of escaping the realm of darkness. He is marked for the sword. He wanders about for food like a vulture. He knows the days of darkness is at hand. Distress and anguish fill him, and terror. Troubles overwhelm him, like a king poised to attack. Because he shakes his fist at God and vents himself against Almighty, defiantly charging against him with thick, strong shield. Though his face is covered with fat and his waist bulges with flesh, he will not inhabit ruined towns and the houses where no one lives, houses crumbling to rubble. He will no longer be rich, and his wealth will not endure, nor will his position spread over the land. He will not escape the darkness. A flame will wither his shoots, and the breath of God's mouth will carry him away. Let him not deceive myself by trusting what is worthless, for he will get nothing in return. Before his time, he will wither, and his branches will not flourish. He will be like a vine stripped of its unripe grapes, like an olive shedding its blossoms. For the company of godless will be barren, and fire will consume the tents of those who love bribes. They conceive trouble and give birth to evil. Their womb fashions deceit. And this is where our wonder chapter for today ends. Let's go straight to today's message. What do I have for you? I just have one message that I want us to share. And it comes from verse 31. What does it say? Let him not deceive himself by trusting what is worthless, for he will get nothing in return. Amen. And when I just read this one chapter, it just made me ask myself, a series of questions. What is trust? Amen. What is trust? And to me, trust is just firm belief in the reliability, truth, or ability of someone or something. Firm belief. Not just belief, but firm belief. So I said then, I'm like, how much do we trust God? Amen. How much do we trust in the Lord? Today we're seeing, we're still continuing with the story of Jacob, when Jacob was being tried by the devil. And it just really realigns with me, and it's like, if it were you in Job's place, would you still have firm faith in the Lord? Would you still trust God? It's like, so many times we say, we trust the Lord, yes. We trust so A, B, and C. But do you walk the talk? Oh, you're saying it because other Christians are saying it. But why do you trust God? That's even a question I want to ask you. If someone asks you, why do you trust God? What would your answer be? It's not just waking up and like, okay, now I trust God, you know? Why do you trust God? And sometimes not until you sit down and internalize yourself that you will get answers to some questions that always ring through your head. Do you trust God because of what he has done for you? Do you trust God because of what you have read? Do you trust God because of, I don't know, what your friends have told you about him? Do you trust God because of what he has done in your life for you? So many times we say we trust God, but our actions speak opposite. Amen. There's no way you'll say you trust God if you still doubt him. You go for prayers and you're praying for something, but you have like, really, will God, you know, that second thought of, will God really help me? Will God really? And that is just how we don't trust him. Having backup plans for the Lord. I'm not saying it's bad to have backup plans, but know where to put your backup plans. Why would you have a backup plan for the Lord? Why? Who are you backing up him with? You know, in case he doesn't do this and this, is, I have this and this. That is not good. That's not a Christian-like path. Sometimes our blessings and everything that we pray for do not come to pass. Why? Because we do not trust God enough. Because we do not have enough faith. Amen. We do not walk the talk. We trust him in words, but if you enter deep into our hearts, there's nothing. Just sit down and contemplate on your life. You say you trust God, but do you really trust him? Why do you really trust him? Answer that. Those are personal questions that only you can answer. Get some time. Read Job chapter 15. What do you get? What do you understand? Feel free to write to us, dailygracewithalan@yahoo.com, or send us a direct message on Instagram or Twitter at dailygracewithalan. Really want to hear from you. Remember, the Lord can use one word to send 1,000 messages. Almighty Lord, God, I thank you for this wonderful day. I thank you for the gift of life. I thank you for the gift of provision. I thank you for always being there for us, Father, where we have gone wrong in our thoughts, in our actions, in terms of what we have failed to do, Father. So many times, Father, we have not kept up to our words, Father. We have said we trust you. But when calamities fall us, Father, we'll be the first to run away from you, Father. We'll be the first to distance ourselves from you. May you continue filling us with the Holy Spirit to keep us firm and deep-rooted in faith, Father. We pray all this believing and trusting in your mighty name, that of your Son, Jesus Christ, who strengthens us. Amen.